The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come out with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from the shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on the shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized that it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Still happy Easter, because we're still in the octave of Easter. Here's the story of the last miracle Jesus ever worked. The story of the miraculous catch of fish. It was the last miracle Jesus ever worked. And in a lot of ways, it's very similar to the first miracle that Jesus ever worked. Do you remember what that one was? That was at Cana in Galilee. Both miracles take place in Galilee. Both miracles draw forth an abundance where there was nothing. But I think for us here this morning, the most important similarity between the two, both miracles happen when people obey a commandment of Jesus that would have been particularly difficult to obey. So let's go back to Cana in Galilee and let's remember that miracle. And they're at the wedding feast, and in astonishing embarrassment, they run out of wine in the middle of the wedding feast, and Jesus says, "Fill 6 stone jars to the brim with water." And then Jesus says, "Now take a cup full and bring it to the head waiter." You ever stop to consider how difficult it would have been to obey that commandment? Because they didn't see the water turn into wine. They thought they were bringing the guy a cup of water. But they obeyed the Lord. They obeyed his commandment when it seemed difficult. And what an astonishing consequence. And similarly here by the shores of the Sea of Galilee. You know, fishing on the Sea of Galilee was something that happened in the nighttime. I don't know why, that's just what they did. If you hadn't caught anything by morning, it was time to wrap up things and go home. So along comes Jesus at the crack of dawn, and he says something that would have been particularly difficult to obey. "Cast your nets off to the right side of the boat." Now understand, Jesus is giving this commandment to professional fishermen. These guys, they've been doing this since they were children, you know, probably following in their father's footsteps. It would have been very difficult to hear that and to obey. But you know the story. They heard the Lord's voice, did what he asked, and astonishing things happened as a consequence. There are 3 evangelical councils. We call them evangelical because they come from the Gospels. We call them councils because they come from the council of Jesus. And the 3 evangelical councils are poverty, chastity, and obedience. And of the 3, the most difficult by far is obedience. People can wheeze weasel their way out of poverty and chastity. They can rationalize their way out of poverty and chastity. But people flat out rebel when it comes to obedience. It isn't even close how difficult it is to enact this very, very beautiful virtue. And I have to make this little footnote, which is really the subject of a separate homily. It must be legitimate obedience to legitimate authority. Don't get me wrong. But it's very, very difficult. But it's also the most important of the three. They say that if someone's cause is open for canonization, and they're combing through their life with a fine-tooth comb, and if they find any evidence this person was disobedient, their cause for canonization is dead in the water. There's no spiritual growth without obedience. And that's because Jesus went to the cross, not because of poverty, not because of chastity. Jesus went to the cross because he was obedient, even unto death, death on a cross. So here's your little thought for the day. If you're out there fishing, so to speak, that is to say, if you're looking for spiritual growth, for a spiritual catch, and you're not finding anything, if you find that you're spending yourself for nothing and you're spending your energies to no visible consequence, ask yourself if the reason might be, just might be, that you are not yet obedient. Jesus says to his apostles, have y'all caught anything yet? And the way in which he asks it, it's implied that he already knows that the answer is going to be no, right? It's as if Jesus is saying to his apostles, y'all haven't caught anything yet there, have you? Right? Hear him make that same statement to you. You haven't caught anything yet there, have you? Ask yourself if maybe the reason for that might be a very subtle disobedience. Who are we supposed to be obedient to? Legitimate church authority, legitimate government authority. Children are supposed to be obedient to their parents. Very, very difficult. But you know what else is very, very difficult? It's to be obedient in all the other areas in which our Lord is commanding us. To be disobedient to the Lord and not really fighting against venial sins. Now, you'll notice I don't mention mortal sins. That's because people who are living in habitual mortal sin, they already think they're spiritual giants. That's the subject of a whole other homily. They think they're spiritual giants. They have no idea how completely dead and lifeless their souls are. It's a totally different subject. But venial sin. You know, good people, the kind of people that show up at church on Friday morning, and they know what they should be doing better, what they should be putting forth some effort in. They're not even trying. And it's a kind of disobedience. And you're not going to bear fruit as long as you're not listening to the Lord's command. Then there's the disobedience of not keeping your eyes on the Lord. He commands it all over the place. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness over you, and all other things will be given you besides. And where are you keeping your eyes' attention throughout the course of the day? On politics? On gossip? On what other people are thinking of you? You ever stop to think that that's a kind of daily disobedience to the Lord? There's a disobedience to the Lord in walking about all day long, seeking your own advantage and your own glory in all things. People don't often realize this is what they're doing. Ask yourself this question. Whose glory do you seek? Whose profit do you seek? Whose honor do you seek? Is it your own or is it the Lord's? A little thought for you now for the octave of Easter. Jesus once said, without me, you can do nothing. He didn't say, without me, you can do little. He didn't say, without me, you can do less. He said, without me, you can do nothing. So let's remember, great things happen when you hear the Lord of God and obey. Just as the apostles did, may you and I do as well. Amen.